All right, we'll say good morning. Good morning. Let's begin. We are continuing Mir Sashem in Os Dalid. So we began yesterday, with the idea by Rav Tzadok that the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy has is Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, nighttime Shema. The Rebbe then went into a little bit of a review of the concept of God awareness, the concept of brachos, and the concept of Shema. So now we're picking up Neres Hashem on page Ches in the Be'uria Chasidus, that middle section there, the left-hand column, bottom of the column. The Kabbalas Oma Chushamayim Shel Arvis Ala Shriva called them the Kabbalas Oma Chushamayim Apulas Hayom. Now, as we know, as we're talking about, so remember again, the mitzvah of nighttime Shema comes before the mitzvah of daytime Shema. Just the nature, the fundamental nature of it. Now, why is that? He says, "Kidi pasach beitano kafisha atana pasach as miseches brachos." The verb dine kriyashma shal arvis v'rak achakach mevares dine kriyashma shal shachris. So, what's interesting, of course, to note now. Obviously, this order comes from the Torah, right? The Torah itself discusses b'shach b'cha uvekumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. Interestingly enough, Rav Tzadok also points out that this same order is followed in the Gemara, right? In Maseches Brachos. So remember again, the Masechta opens up by saying, Me'im asai korin eshma ba'arvin. What time do we say Shema at night? V'rak achar kach mevar es dinei kriya Shema shel shachris. And only afterwards does the Gemara discuss the halachos of kriya Shema in the morning. V'atama rishon muva b'Gemara, page test. So why is that? At the end of the day, why is it that the Torah goes in that order? Mishum da'akra koi. Sha'atana ba'ata lafarech ha'sapasa b'shach b'chav kumecha. V'ar b'pasak ha'kodim b'shach b'chukdam u'b'shach b'chav lefnei kumecha. So the Gemara itself discusses this idea. Why does the Gemara, right? Why does the Mishnah begin with a discussion of nighttime Shema before daytime Shema? So the first answer the Gemara gives is very simple. The Mishnah is following the order of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, B'shach b'cha uvekumecha, when you go to sleep and when you get up. So again, the Gemara is just following that same order. V'tam sheni, meva'er eshala Gemara, mishum sha'atani yalef mibriyasa shal olam. Lomar shish lahakdim es halayla liyom me'asedir shebo bora Hashem yisbarach es ha'olam. Shekodem nemar vayhi erev v'acharkach vayhi boker v'kumokin le'inyan kabbalas omachu shamayim nitzrach lihios seder zeh shalayla kodim layom kafish mevar v'holich. So again, furthermore, Rav Tzadok says that the second reason the Gemara says is we learn this order out from the creation of the world. That when you look at creation, at the end of every day of creation, what does it say? Vayi erev, vayi voker. It was evening, it was morning, right? Yom rishon, whatever, go, so on and so forth. So again, so essentially, the Gemara itself begins with a discussion of nighttime Shema, then daytime Shema. Wouldn't it be more intuitive to start with daytime Shema, then go to nighttime Shema? So the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, in Shema itself, b'shach b'cha uvekumecha. That's how it's done. And number two, ultimately, again, vayerev, vayihi voker. Fine. So Reb Tzadok goes on, he says, d'bereisha. Now, Reb Tzadok understands over here in a little bit of a deeper fashion as well. Look what he writes. He says, there's a profundity to the fact that nighttime Shema comes before daytime Shema. First of all, in the Pasuk, b'shach b'cha uvekumecha, and obviously in the Gemara. And Rav Tzadok says, d'bereisha chashucha, shahari kodem kol magiyim la'adam zmane hester v'choshech. Shabbos said, this is very profound. And the profundity over here is that in life, so people experience times of darkness. And often, again, he says, "Harei kodem kol magim la'adam zmanei hester v'choshech." Sometimes the first thing in life that you experience is darkness. The first thing in life that you experience is adversity, is difficulty, is sadness. Haynu shekodem kol tzarech adam lekabel al atzmo kabolas oma chushmem ach mitoch choshech. So, in general, we know the ongoing metaphor, right? Nighttime equals adversity and difficulty. Daytime equals simcha and accomplishment. So what's incredible about the way the Torah is set up, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, when do you have to say Shema? B'shach b'cha uvekumecha. At night and when you wake up. And the order is incredibly important. the first thing a Jew has to learn to do is to create a meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to create the God awareness, to create that connection and relationship even in times of adversity. That's first. That's first. We know this. A meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not come from daytime. It doesn't come from the brachas. It doesn't come from the beautiful times. It doesn't come from the easy times. It comes from adversity. B'shachbicha uvekumecha. He goes, Tzarech ha'adam lekabal al atzmo, kabalas o machushamayim af mitoch hachoshech. A person has to learn to create relationship, connection, God awareness, even in darkness, even in difficulty. Mitoch hasichos, tipshus mitzar tavas eitzara, va'idar masim, kmo shebishas hashina, hadamu chasar das, ve'in la'adam bishas hashina shum maise mitzvah. Just like at night, right? At night, ultimately, again, a person doesn't have their intellect, doesn't have anything, because Reb Tzadik understands also nighttime also refers to a time where I am so overrun by my yetzer, so overrun by my desires, by my proclivities, by my wants. Even in those moments, va'az la'achar shemekaymes haTorah mitoch oni ineos v'chisar bedas, and therefore if I'm able to create for myself an identity in which I'm able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when the intellect is not able to work, whether it's a time when I'm overrun by my yetzer, whether it's a time of adversity, if I'm able to create God awareness even at night, so for the kaim ba'osher, ashiras hadas va'asagidol v'Hashem yizbarach. If you're able to establish a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night, then you'll have no problem doing so by day. Umitoch nahora diyimama arachaim hamaramis ala saga brush ala adam Hashem yizbarach. Because again, daytime doesn't only represent simcha, doesn't only represent good times, but daytime also represents intellect. A time when the intellect is intact, the das is intact, I have clarity of vision, I know what I have to do and how I have to do it. So we'll say, if we bring this all together, it turns out that Reb Tzadik is really advancing something absolutely and incredibly amazing. So first of all, kind of going Gimel and Dalet are very much connected, because in Gimel, Reb Tzadik highlights the idea that the most important thing in life is creation of God awareness. How do you create God awareness? So really there's two primary vehicles. Primary vehicles are brachos and shema. What is written in the bracha and shema? So bracha creates situational God awareness. All right, remember like we said yesterday, about to have my cup of coffee. Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Niyeh Bidvaro. This coffee is mamish from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema creates a sense of general God awareness. It's Kabbalah's Oma Choshamayim and everything in life. But even shema is divided up between B'shach Bicha Uvekumecha. Now then, what Reb Tzadik tried to highlight is, but yet we know, the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy has is what? Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, nighttime Shema. Why is that the first mitzvah? Why is that the first thing? And Reb Tzadik explains so beautifully, because what's the difference between nighttime Shema and daytime Shema? Reb Tzadik says that nighttime represents adversity, difficulty. Whether it's internal difficulty with my Yetzirah, bright wants and desires, or whether it's external difficulty of life. The avoda of a yid is to create a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in difficult times, even in times of darkness, even in times of adversity. Of course, daytime Shema ultimately, again, is the ability and the obligation to create a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in times of goodness, of happiness, where the intellect, the das, is intact. I've reined in my Yetzirah. Then ultimately, again, but what's the primary obligation? The primary obligation of a Jew is to create, to say Kriya Shema B'shach Becha, when you go to sleep at night. And what's the first mitzvah that a young man has upon reaching Bar Mitzvah? Nighttime Shema. The first obligation I have as a Yid is to make sure that I have the ability to create and to maintain a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the nighttime periods of life. I have to always work on myself to have that relationship. It's much easier to have that relationship when the sun is out, when life is good, when things are easier. But it is my sacred duty, and it's the first responsibility that we impose upon our children, to be able to have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Kriya Shema U'Bishach Becha, Kriya Shema that says, I pledge to maintain a beautiful and meaningful relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, even when life is difficult. That's what we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach.